Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And, well, right now we have with us Elizabeth Border, and we're going to be talking about her book, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world. Now, Elizabeth actually has her own program, and she does that. How often do you do your program, Elizabeth?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is an honor to be on your program. We're on nightly on Republic Broadcasting Network at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, that is.
All right, fine. And then don't you do a weekend program as well?
Oh, yes, we have a program in which we present some of our programs and some of your Radio Liberty programs on WKDI 840 AM, and that's Annapolis, Maryland. So anyone who's in that area, the D.C. area, when you go to the beach at Ocean City, you'll want to tune in, and that's 5 p.m. on Friday evenings and 7 p.m. Saturday evening and 5 p.m. Sunday evening.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much, you know, you're working so hard to get the information out. Now, Elizabeth has written a book called Patriot's Warning, and really trying to, it's Volume 1 and Volume 2, try to give people an overview of what's going on in the world today. And having taken and crystallized the writings of many of the people you hear here on our programs, and whether it be the chemtrails, whether it be a population control, they really cover so very many aspects of what's going on in the world today. And of course, so what's your take before we actually get into the book? What's your take about what's going on in the Middle East today? Do you think this will be just a temporary affair, that they'll come up with perhaps some sort of a NATO force to act as an intermediary and disarm Hezbollah? Or do you think that there is the potential here for this to expand into an ever larger war in the Middle East?
I think only God knows, and I think prayer can be of great importance, but I do believe, in looking at the latest news articles, there are certainly hints of an agenda. When Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says we want a sustainable kind of effort, and we don't want it to end too soon, we want just the right kind of ceasefire, then we hear reports that they want to bring peacekeepers in. It looks to me as though the UN might not be far behind.
Well, of course, the problem is that what happens if Iran doesn't want this to end peacefully? Iran really would like, of course, to have a justification for this, but they would say, we're not going to start this, but they could certainly go ahead and increase their supplies and weapons sending to Hezbollah, because Hezbollah is simply a proxy for Iran. And if Iran wants this to continue going, and we want this to continue going, this could grow into a major war in the Middle East. But you never know how something like that would end.
You are so correct. And I believe that the Lord has chosen your ministry at this time to try to reach those people in the remnant who are thinking people, caring people, those who frantically want their relatives, their neighbors to wake up, to know the truth before it is too late and the night comes.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a few moments, Elizabeth. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our special guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Border. She's written a book called Patriot's Warning. It's actually two books, Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2, where she, of course, gives the background of her life and then, of course, brings into this story of her life really what's going on today, because there are so many things that are happening that the average person has no real concept of. Some ideas, some of the realities of what's going on are just so beyond the grasp of the average individual, because you're never going to hear about it. You're not going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or ABC, CBS, NBC, Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, U.S. News and World Report, the New York Times, and the Washington Post on the left, the Wall Street Journal, and the New Republic on the right. I should say the National Review on the right, because they're all controlled by the same people. People do not understand there really are organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bones. But these are the people who control the mass media. These are the people who control the educational system. These are the people who control the reality of the American people, giving them the idea there's a conflict between right and left, whereas in reality, they control both sides. Would you agree or disagree with that, Elizabeth?
Oh, I certainly would agree. And I happen to be able to hear partially the program right before this one with your interview with Constance Cumby. I couldn't hear all the details exactly, but it was interesting to me that this afternoon the Lord seemed to lead me in a different direction than I had thought I would go in to for tonight. And when I heard her talk about the infiltration of the evangelical movement by people like Barbara Marks Hubbard, I believe this was called the Fellowship Foundation, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now that some of these same people who were instrumental as advisors and so forth, that they are advisors to Javier Solana and Romano Prodi, so that we can see that when she said that some of these have advised the reading of Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky, we can see that you are so correct with this occult.
Hold that thought there. We'll be right back in just a moment with Elizabeth. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Elizabeth was simply just referring to our last program with Constance Cumby. This was in the previous hour. And Constance was talking about a meeting that was held back in 1987. It was at Gold Lake, where the leaders of the evangelical movement got together with the leaders of the New Age movement so they could find out how we could just work towards common goal. Now, you have to understand that the common denominator behind, you know, the New Age, even though most people will not recognize that, and many New Agers will never admit it, is the occult and Luciferian worship and worship of Lucifer. And, of course, many of the New Agers will recommend that people read Alice Bailey and Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And here are these evangelicals naively sitting down with the New Agers, thinking, oh, if we could just all work together, if we could all get along together. And of course, Constance gives a fascinating story of really what this is all about under the profound influence of the New Age, not only in the evangelical church today. And the evangelical church has been neutralized. Everybody who's an evangelical thinks that God's a Republican, so we've got to back whatever the Republican Party does. And we have to back our president as he takes us from war to war to war. And his major backing is within evangelical Christianity. And I think we have to ask ourselves, is this really, do you think, what God wants us to do? And so, basically, of course, I thought it was a fascinating program. She talked about this meeting held back in 1987, actually chaired by a woman named Barbara Marks Hubbard. And Barbara Marks Hubbard wrote a book that was channeled to her by a demonic spirit. It's called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. And we've often quoted that on our programs, where Barbara Marks Hubbard tells, of course, this is all channeled, that the demonic spirit is quoting Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and Hades was close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world by famine and by the sword and by pestilence and by the beasts of the world. And then she goes on to say that, you know, that's not your job, my dear, that is ours. for we are the riders of the pale horse death. And here's this woman, 1987, chairing the meeting of evangelical Christians, some of the most prominent seminaries in this country and conservative evangelical, to see how we can all work. And the King said, if we could just...
Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky, you get in attack, and I could just give a very quick one chapter concerns September 11th. Won't find commonly, such as the is sentinels, earth and heaven, the story of the three Bible, which I still believe a plant. I didn't like it. Chapter 3, A Fatal Frost, that concerns the strange military deaths of the military loyalists, we might say. Many of them died of suspected heart attacks. And bringing strange friendly fire death of Pat in Maryland, there was a 2000 some commendation and stupidly and was killed, and he I tell about another and he was Afghanistan, so he would have known a lot of what to say. Well, for some strange reason, when he went to return home, they separated him from all of his compatriots, and he came on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and they at sea. So there's strange. Chapter 4 is Two World Views. Talked about politically. Chapter 5, Beginnings, that is the story of my Western Pennsylvania, where I grew up. Talks about the infiltration of the Fabian socialist ideal, the from levels in grade school to graduate school. Chapter 7, chapter there, biodiversity information from Mr. Silhouettes. And the second book, very important too, not just because of the explanation documented on chemtrails and the inclusion of the Space Preservation Act of 2000, which did not continue to see the light of the day. Section on the Great Delusion. What is this idea? So that's a little overview. But now in Chapter 8, we talk about these occult, a little bit from my book. The late theosophist and a transformation. Operated closely with the UN. Efforts of the United Nations eventually be brought to fruition. That, quote, a new church gathered out of all religions and spirits will unitedly bring an end to an end the great heresy of separateness. That brings right into view Barbara Marx Hubbard's statements, doesn't it?
Right, and first, you have to understand that back it was in the 1800s that's when Madame Blavatsky was born in the 1900s. Madame Blavatsky time a few years before that she died. And then, of course, she was replaced by the leadership Mark Zuckerberg is one of the wealthiest women in the world and deeply involved in this whole world cult movement. In fact, you'll find a multi-billionaire who actually held the presiding in 1972 and the second one in 1992 and really controlled the United Nations until he was, of course, rather embarrassed when it turned out and he had to leave his position there. Here's a man who's a multi. And he attracted the market. But you see, when people are corrupt, they are corrupt to the very soul because very strong is deeply involved with their life and they've Grandi, and Gorbachev, and written the new Ten Commandments for the world, and a cult document. And of course, here you have Barbara Mark Zuckerberg, Marie Strong, and then that great American patriot, Robert Strange McNamara, who sent almost a million young men into Vietnam, rotated them back and forth, actually many million young men in and out of Vietnam, never to be allowed to win the and bleed and suffer and die, but and Robert McNamara and head of directors of the World Futures Society Kremlin 3-6s. They changed it when we began talking about it and still has kept their logo, a circle made up of three side down broken cross. These symbols, these logos have a great who the real enemy is. We think it's Iran or the leaders of Russia or China. But of course they're simply puppets in this whole wicked game that's being played out on the stage of life today.
And Dr. Stan, there are people who are good people, who are secular minded people. One the other patriot information right. But we were having a talk and it was quite interesting that isn't perfect all the time and I thought, my, how can we be not see demonic presences?
Well, of course, the thing is that there are really mentioned, I have to tell this about this advanced email, because of something I'd said on a national a television program. But I'm a white witch, and we're good people. I mean, all we do is we have our seances, and we have our ritual spells, so we can contact the beings in our dimension. Things from the other dimension. They really do contact those beings from the other dimension. The demonic spirits are certainly guiding the course. It is in that other dimension that the spiritual battle for the souls of men is being fought. Target, and believe me, many and many of our churches, they've changed the message, they've changed the music of Christianity, and they're getting Christians to begin to do meditation and looking for that spiritual experience. And believe me, God and the God of the will be back here in just a minute with Elizabeth Waterloo. Well, it is.
Well, you know, talking a bit about this one with content, I thought I answered my husband's research on this and permitted to read a little bit from my book.
Right ahead.
All right, fine, because this is another concern. I think this fits right in with the concern Constance Cumby had about this network of the evangelicals being infiltrated. And as you pointed out, things like Bohemian Grove, all of these things, Skull and Bones, that this occult... So here I'm reading from Patriot 150. Another... Jeffrey Charlotte is the famous based in Arlington, Virginia, an invisible membership of public figures with only one publicized gathering, the National Prayer Breakfast, get established. Writing in Harper's Magazine, 3, in an article, Jesus Plus Nothing, recounts his experience for a time as one of the family, and is gradually group is atypical Christianity. According to Charlotte, the group's core members declare and that they themselves, the new chosen, say they are not Christians, a term they believe irrelevant. Instead, they say they are, quote, in Christ. Charlotte's article should be carefully studied. There is the narrative of leader Doug Coe, who tutors one congressman about the importance of covenants, while holding up as exemplary models of Hitler, Lenin, Ho Chi Minh, Bin Laden. As quoted by Charlotte, Coates is plus nothing. Is the original intent of this organization true principles of Christianity, or did it Christian leaders? Acceptance and protection. Charlotte, on page 9 of his Jesus Plus Nothing report, states, quote, the Fellowship Foundation boxes decades of the family's letters, sermons, minutes, Christmas cards, travel itineraries, and lists of members to an archive at the Billy Graham Center of Wheaton College in Illinois. Until I visited last fall, the archive had gone largely unexamined. Each of us must question the authenticity level of a Christian religion that glorifies world domination and whose leaders told Charlotte of Nicaraguan dictator. Secrecy about the family clergy exists. On the article, Charlotte refers to a document group, the family, to form a quote, or I quote, finds this as, quote, a publicly identifiable group of commanders. Another document, date by Charlotte, Thoughts on a Core Group, states, quote, communists use cells as their basic structure. The mafia operates like this, and the basic unit of the Marine Corps is the four-man squad. Hitler, Lenin, and many others understood the power of a small core of people. Both aspects, doing things in secret and setting up historical models...
Hold that thought right there, please, Elizabeth. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Elizabeth Border, and Elizabeth has been reading from a chapter in her book, going into the background of certain... And you see, the other side... If you want to bring about this new one-world democracy, greatest opposition will be from the event to destroy Christianity from without. What you want to do is get to Christianity from within. Talk Christianese, but you want to change the thrust of the church. You want to change the message of the church. You want to change the idea that we're all sinners saved by grace to, oh no, there's no such thing as sin. God loves all of us. In fact, it's been said that the message of the liberal church is this. You want to take a God without wrath, who will bring man without sin, into a heaven without judgment, through a Christ that doesn't need a cross. And as a result, if the man is not sinful, why, we really don't need a Savior. And that is the message that's being taught today in many of our churches across America. How are we going to remake the world? How are we going to organize and remake the world? Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to remake the world. Only God can remake the world. And he does it one person at a time by changing their hearts and convincing them that they're sinners and they need a Savior. And we usually don't hear that church in that message in many churches today. So go ahead, Elizabeth.
That is so apropos, what you're saying. And I'll just read about two more paragraphs. Both aspects, and I am talking about this group called the family.
And who is the family? Where do they work, and who's part of the family?
Yes, and this is according to author Jeffrey Charlotte in Harper's Magazine, March 2003. And this is a little governmental cell group. And Doug Coe is a leader who tutors the congressman.
Doug Coe is the man who organizes the prayer breakfast all over the country. In fact, I noticed the latest prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., and it had its Muslim leaders and its Jewish leaders and a couple of token Christian leaders. But the stress on these prayer breakfasts is not on evangelical Christianity. It's on inclusive worship of God. And you can be any sort of a person as long as you believe in God, and you're welcome to come and talk. And is that really how we're going to change the world? Go ahead.
And as we mentioned earlier, if some listeners didn't hear this, the importance of covenants was stressed by Doug Coe while holding up models of Hitler, Lenin, Ho Chi Minh. Their goal seems power and where for both aspects, doing things in secret. Ruthless power seems strange, inimical.
Are you cutting from a book that he had written, or what?
This is from my book.
All right, go ahead.
Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails. And so I'm commenting here now, is the family in actuality a cult? Legitimate Christianity? Is its mindset related to or reflected in the new American century? And I'm sure you have talked about what this means before, the PNAC group.
Right.
And in my book I say they've accomplished their first goal, engaging the U.S. in its second war in Iraq. They have spoken, and now doesn't this seem prescient? They have spoken of the possible future conquest of other nations, perhaps including North Korea, Syria, and Iran. The covenant, or a long-range plan of these off-term neocons, was publicly stated as long ago as the 1990s.
I think for our listeners, they should understand that Elizabeth is talking about the Project for the New American Century. It was organized officially in 1997. You can check it out at their website, www.newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org. In 1998, and you can go to their website and pull it down, newamericancentury.org. 1998, they were calling for a war with Saddam Hussein. The year 2000, they were calling for a war with Saddam Hussein. In a publication released that year called Rebuilding America's Defenses, which is available at their website, they call for permanently stationing American troops in the Middle East. You have to understand, why is it that we don't seem to be able to get a handle on what's going on in Iraq? Well, there are two possibilities. Either our military totally incompetent, and I don't believe that for one second. I believe we've got courageous and very intelligent people running our military, or our military is being kept from winning by people in Washington, D.C. who want the chaos so that they can justify keeping our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East, which is exactly what it says in the Project for the New American Century article, and you can get it on the internet. If you can't, give us a call. We'll send you at least the pages out of that publication. It's called Rebuilding America's Defenses. What do they call for? Permanently stationing our troops in the Middle East. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead, Elizabeth.
Well, Dr. Stan, it does concern me, this group called The Family, written about by Jeffrey Charlotte, because it's an invisible membership group composed of many congressmen and other public figures. And when we read the article, it seemed that at times it was almost a dormitory-style life. People were living there at times. And their only one publicized gathering is the National Prayer Breakfast. And I believe, did Constance Cumby refer to that too? The prayer breakfast?
No, she referred to the prayer breakfast and mentioned that this fellow, Doug, is it Coe or Coe?
It's C-O-E,
Doug Coe. And he has actually organized the prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., and similar groups throughout the country where they bring in the Muslims and the Jewish leaders so we can all just get together and pray. But, of course, they're not going to have any people that would really be representing those radical, fundamentalist, evangelical Christians who believe in the fact that men are sinful, and, of course, their only hope is a Savior. Go ahead.
And, I'd like to say that we value your ministry very much. As I said at the beginning of speaking on your program, we feel that God has put you at this place at this time. And I want to urge listeners who have the financial wherewithal, certainly, to buy my books from you. They are available at Dr. Stan, and to share them, especially the that, too, is an ongoing issue that concerns me very much. Before we wrote the books, I wanted to write a lot of letters to newspapers. Because I wrote a letter one time to the Washington Post many years ago because I was teaching white and black children, and I saw that though it was not perfect, busing had helped somewhat in my school at least, where I had a little white girl and a little African-American boy, and when she knew about slavery, she cried. She said, I never knew it was like that. So I wrote to the columnist, William Raspberry, and he published my little letter on busing, and it was read into the Congressional Record. Now, that's many years ago, and I'm telling that not to aggrandize myself, but to say that a small action can sometimes have many more repercussions if your heart is good and you're under the Lord. So my point is that now, if you buy my books, if you buy Dr. Stan's materials, and you share them, don't give up and don't be negative. And I want to say that this last weekend, Lou Blanchard and I were in a video-watching marathon, and I have to tell you quite sincerely, Dr. Stan, that I hope and pray your listeners will order, first of all...
Hold that thought for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Elizabeth was talking about her book, Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2. We carry both of those. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. That's Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2 by Elizabeth Border. And then, of course, Elizabeth was saying that over the weekend that she and her husband had a marathon watching videos. And so what videos were you watching?
Oh, yes, I'm going to tell you. And I want to thank you for plugging my book. And I want to say one last thing, and that's all about my book, that I believe there's a great hope in my book that will strengthen people for the times to come, if it comes down, as you say, 5 days from now, 5 weeks, 5 years. Please consider getting my book, because this hope I believe God gave to me to put into my books. Now, over the weekend, the first one, I thought the Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age Revolution, it's a two-part video set that you have by Pastor Joe Schimmel, because we have not watched the longer one yet that I know we bought from you last year, but I thought that this explained to me better than anything I had ever watched, and Lou Blanchard thought this too, the depths of the satanic deception around us and that the reality of it. We were very much impressed. It was so well done. It was so interesting. And to see that some of these old recordings from these rock stars, when played backwards, the voice of Satan spoke words. And what impressed my husband was this was nothing that was heard by man. This just was there. Stunning.
This is sort of like a UFO. I mean, they're simply supernatural manifestations. or metaphysical manifestations of the other dimension. It's like the crop circles. Things that, you know, you'll see these weeping icons, and there really is. There is be blood weeping tears, or weeping real tears. Frauds, but some of them are supernatural. And certainly this carries over into so many things. Has no idea, because nobody ever tells them. They're trying to convince that the UFOs are from outer space, or the crop circles are, you know, they're all sort of the pranks put on by the boys, and they don't want you to understand the supernatural realm, the cattle slaughtering and things of that sort, where somebody simply exsanguinates all the blood for their ritual sacrifices. Here in America, there are tens of thousands of children who disappear every year and are never found again, and many of them are ritually sacrificed, but they can't let you know that. They can't let you know that they sent Captain Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret, you know, medical officer, surgeon, to prison. He's been there for 25 years, and he was charged with murdering his wife and children. He didn't murder them. He actually was framed by the prosecutor to cover the satanic cult, because they can't let the American people know about the satanic cults working at every level of our society, whether it be David Berkowitz, part of a satanic cult, a branch of the Process Church of the Final Judgment, or Charles Manson and the family. They were another branch, or at least affiliated with, not only with the Process Church of the Final Judgment, but with Anton LaVey and his Church of Satan. These are not imaginary things. They're real things. And so, you know, that video you have, certainly, of course, we have is the rock and roll. And he has a great new one out. We'll be week. And I'll tell you, I've been at this for a long time, but I'm always amazed by what Joe Cox, when we talk about next week about some of the motion pictures that have these satanic. And I've watched these movies, and they went right over the top of my head. And when he points out what it is, I think our listeners will all be amazed. And so that's called the Da Vinci Con, C-O-N. And we'll be having Joe Schimmel on a couple of times. You won't want to miss it. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
That'll be very interesting. And when you... I certainly hope that William Kennedy will be able to reprint his book that you carried last year, Lucifer's Lodge.
We actually still have copies of it.
Oh, because someone called in and they were given the wrong information that it was not in print. So I'm not sure. We'll have to check on that. It really is a powerful book. And, of course, it does center mostly on the Roman Catholic priest pedophilia scandals. But there's another element there. The element of the Irish priest and the Boston priest having the black room. Everything was painted black where the rituals were done. So we can see that Satan is really within all groups doing his work.
Well, of course, he's been in the Catholic Church, he's been in the Protestant Church, he's been in the Jewish religion as well.
And absolutely.
He is working in other great religions of the world as well.
Now, getting back to what we watched, the other set that we thought was very excellent was the by David Wegner. Now, don't be misled by the title. What we thought was this was so well organized, and there was a series of sets. Actually, they're hard-hitting. One did concern the possibility of people one day being transported to detention camps. The Beechwood facility was actually shown. And the last segment, I would have to warn people, did show in graphic detail the results of the murdering of the babies, the abortions. What we thought was, you know, we would, if we share with people, we will check out first whether they are able to see that part. But if those who can see it need to see it, because it will light the fire in us, the righteous fire, that we must change this practice. God cannot continue to bless us with this. But at any rate, David Wegner had excellent things. He had things about the apostasies, and so I just really recommend that. Actually, it was one of the most entertaining series that we ever watched. My husband agreed. So that, again, is called The Shocker.
Right. Especially, David's done a wonderful job with that. We have another one very similar he's done called Amazing Clips, and it follows along the same. So you would certainly want to get one or the other. The other thing is my wife had just called in and said we are out of Lucifer's Lodge. However, if anybody would like to read it, you can go to William's webpage. It's WilliamHKennedy.com. That's WilliamHKennedy.com. And you can actually download his book, Lucifer's Lodge, there for $5, and his new book, Satan's Satanic Crimes. And, of course, then you can download a book written by Colonel Michael Aquino on Anton LaVey, of course, head of the Church of Satan. But Colonel Aquino was the head of the Church of Seth. It was another satanic organization. It's a fascinating website.
Oh, that's WilliamHKennedy.com.
But you can get the whole thing for $5. That's pretty hard to beat.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful information you just gave us. WilliamKennedy.com.
No, William H.
But, oh, that's wonderful information.
So anyway,
and his new
people
book.
Go ahead.
Possibly you will be interviewing him, I hope, for the new book.
We've actually interviewed him 3 times, and we will, as soon as the book's available in September, we'll have him on again, because sometimes repetition's an excellent means of teaching, and you would know that as a teacher. And our job is to try to get people to think beyond what they're being told, and by the controlled media. The controlled media only very rarely mentions these satanic crimes. Andrea Yates, why did she kill her 5 children? Because the devil told her they would come to a horrible end if she didn't do it. And she obeyed, of course. She was mentally ill, of course. But then it is times like that when your resistance is down to these very real satanic forces, which are after all of our souls, and that's why you never want to leave yourself open to that sort of thing happening.
And we did hear also that she was on some of the psychotropic drugs.
Sure.
So we don't know. We know of people. I know a real person, a friend of ours, who I believe she was put on Prozac, and she went running out in the street, jumping, and, really went crazy.
Right. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so what you do is you get a very high level of serotonin in the brain, but when your brain is not functioning well, you're not able to resist the calls of these truly demonic forces. And there are many people who we think are crazy who are actually demonically possessed.
I believe that's really, really true. And when the listeners see that video, the Rock and Roll Sorcerers, it's much more than rock and roll. He gets into the Alice, and there's so much to that, isn't
there? The man who is known as the other beast, the other Loch Ness Monster.
And his influence through everything, and these rock stars. Oh, yes, I'd point out a detail. It was very, very shocking. On one of the Beatles' album covers, it actually showed babies, probably aborted, baby parts. There would be a body hanging on one of the Beatles there, and it might have a missing head. Etc. And
these were things put on there.
Yes, on the album. Points that out.
And what people don't understand is that there was a demonic force behind the Beatles. And as, of course, John Lennon met a very violent death. And why was he killed? Why would the man who killed him had a voice telling him to kill John Lennon? It was his time to go. And he was killed. The devil takes his own. The Beatles were deeply involved in the occult, but you're never going to read that. But you really need to see the 4-tape set, the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. Or listen to my interviews with Joe Schimmel. They will begin to introduce you not to the imaginary world, but the real world that we live in. Because most people live in an imaginary world. They do not see what's really going on behind the scenes.
And you know how you've pointed out everything is infiltrated so much that people have no discernment. And I hear that song, Imagine, played by Christian commentators, and I hope they will begin to realize when they read the lyrics, no heaven, no hell, we want a world like this, no nothing. It's anarchy, it's Satan's kingdom. So we really need to start to have this discernment, and I believe separate ourselves from things that we see increasingly are Babylon. This will be people. It may mean a church that you're going to. You finally have to leave it.
I think if you look and see what's going on in the Near East today, I mean, the intense bombing of Beirut and just, I mean, the civilian areas, they're over, 700,000 people from Lebanon who are refugees in their own country. Many of them have lost everything. And this is the sort of thing that is totally evil. Now, certainly the same thing has happened in Israel. About a half of 250 to 350,000 Israelis have had to leave their homes. But Satan wants war. He relishes this sort of thing. If you study the history of the First World War, it really doesn't make sense. 21 million people died. The Second World War, 40 million people died. And then, of course, probably half again or twice that many casualties. There really are demonic forces out there that want as much violence and carnage as possible. And when you understand that, then a lot of things going on begin to make sense.
And yes, Dr. Stan, as you and I both know, the theme given through those so-called channeled masters to Blavatsky and Bailey was that two groups would not be progressive enough to be taken into the new world religion paradigm. They would be probably killed, and that would be the Orthodox Jews and the real Christians.
Amen to that. In fact, you can read that in the book written by Barbara Mox Hubbard, who headed this meeting that Constance was talking about in the last hour. Barbara Mox Hubbard was in charge of this meeting at Gold Lake. And Barbara Mox Hubbard talks in her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, in the original manuscript, which we have copies of, which we'll be glad to send to any of our listeners out there who are skeptical and said, this could not be true. It's a book that she readily admits in the final volume when it was actually published under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. The Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. She admits the book was channeled to her by a spirit she called the Christ Spirit. But there she talks about the necessity of killing a quarter of the population of the world. And however, that's not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the writers of the pale horse death. If you'd like to actually read that, understand we're up against one of the wealthiest women in the world, Barbara Mark Zuckerberg. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
And that's so important. And, you know, I was looking today in a book featuring women of so-called achievement. And practically this whole book was featuring women who were into holistic medicine or people who are part of the New Age. And one person featured was a psychologist and surgeon named Frances Vaughn. And she said something to the effect of, why have we turned away from this understanding of spiritual guidance in dreams? Living in a materialistic culture, we're just beginning to reclaim some of the subjective spiritual experiences that have been missing from our culture. We have found that higher levels of material prosperity don't necessarily make us any happier. Now, as some old forms and institutions are disintegrating, new forms of spirituality are emerging. We have access to many of the world's spiritual teachings that were not available 50 years ago. And I would like to say that Lou Blanchard and I have lived a pretty long time, not quite as long as you and your wife, but we've lived long enough to test all kinds of ideas. I was really attracted to the New Age ideas, people like Edgar Cayce in the 1970s and 80s, and we've lived long enough to see if you put your hope in any of that, it's like building your house on sand. And we've never been more solid than we are now after we've given our lives again about 4 years ago. And then he opened the door for my book. He opened the door for us. And what a wonderful friendship this is and fellowship. And those out there who are very lonely, we hear that all the time because they can't talk to other people who are a part of Babylon. You have to know that this is a large fellowship, even worldwide. So when you feel lonely or downhearted, try to do something. You know, listen to the program. Call in. Take a part. Everyone can do something. And Jesus will tell you what your duty is. And I just want to say thank you, Dr. Stan, for everything that you do so faithfully.
Well, thank you so very much, Elizabeth. And what you just read by this woman is talking about how materialism has failings, and she's right. And we do need a spirituality, but you have to understand I know you know this, and I know Lou knows this, but so many of our listeners don't. There are two forms of spirituality. There's one, of course, that goes back to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then there's this other mystical spirituality that you can contact by yoga or by labyrinths or by certainly these other techniques, a mystical form of Christianity, but of course, it's really not Christianity at all. It's contacting the other spiritual force in this world. And there really is another spiritual force, which you, of course, want to avoid like the plague, because, you know, it will lead you not, of course, to a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. It will lead you, of course, to eternal damnation. And we're told, you know, wide is the way and wide is the road. But, of course, to real salvation, narrow is the gate and narrow is the road. And most people are going to take the easy path, and I would simply ask, to our listeners, which path are you going to take, the wide one or the narrow one to eternal salvation? Well, Elizabeth, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your program, and I look forward to having you on our program, The Divided Kingdom, again soon. And I just want to stress to listeners that we are a cooperative venture. We're all part of God's body of believers. One person is the head, one person is the arm. We really lose our egos, but we don't lose our individuality, because we know that the Lord sparrow falls. He has the nut hair. So I hope that some of you out there will buy my, and I hope that most of all you will get this rock and roll, the New Age Revolution, and the Shocker series by David Wegner. I think it's very important, because there's something. I think it's important to share Alex Jones' videos, but isn't it important also for the spiritual? And that's really.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth, and I give my best. I look forward to having you back on again in the night. And perhaps to on your programs, many times you pray, certainly there in Annapolis, to have that weekend program. An awful lot of people live. Wonderful opportunity. We're reaching more people, learning what's going on. They're beginning to, at least partly, what's happening. And our job is to reach as many time that's been allotted to us.
Yes, one person can make a difference.
They certainly can. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, fine. Well, our guest has been Elizabeth Border. Her book, of course, Patriot's Warning. That's Patriot's Warning. And Patriot's Warning 2 series, they fit together. And, of course, they're available by calling 544. 5927, and of course, if you'd like to get those other items he was talking about, we carry The Shocker by David Wegner. We carry the Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. That's Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. And when they actually play those programs backwards, and you actually hear Satan's voice speaking, there's no way that this could be done. You know, by man, it could only be done supernaturally. That is, of course, worth the price of the entire set. To understand that backward masking is not imaginary, it's very real, and it's very, very satanic. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're listening to us and you agree that there really is a problem, and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford. Why, we'll send you the 4 best tapes or CDs of the month, and we pick them out. And then we'll send you our monthly newsletter. Now, you can subscribe to the monthly newsletter if you like. And if you can't afford to buy it, you can go up on my webpage at RadioLiberty.com, and we post them there within a week or so after we've sent them out. That's RadioLiberty.com. because we want you to get the information. We want you to copy the newsletters. Actually, somebody sent out 500 copies of our May newsletter, which I thought was really rather good. It goes into the background of immigration, why we are not trying to stop the immigration invasion, where this is all going to lead, and what the future holds for America, unless, of course, the American people become aware of the true forces that are behind this whole movement and what energizes them. And some people say it's money, and some people would say it's power. And I'm sure that these play a part, but there is another far more powerful force that is driving the people who have given their whole lives to this ethereal dream of a new world order and a new world religion under the control of a new world leader. And of course, if you come from a scriptural point of view, you may very well suspect who that world leader will be. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And as we mentioned in the last hour, some of our books we carry, going into the occult, certainly the book written by Constance Cumby, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, the little pamphlets we put together, there are three of them. They're each about 40 pages long. We could probably put it into a book, and one of these days maybe we will. But it consists of my writings and Dr. Dennis Cuddy's writings, and it's called The Occult Hierarchy. They're only $9.95 plus shipping for all three of them. But we want you to read it. We want you to study it. We want you to reread it and study it, to understand that many of these people really don't even understand what they're into, but some of them do, and they've actually given their lives to the devil. They've sold their souls because there's great wealth and there's great power there, but of course at the cost of your eternal soul. And so certainly we don't suggest that you do this, but understand there really are people who have actually made a bargain with the devil. If you haven't seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version, you should get it. The Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age by Joe Schimmel. We'll actually go into the backward masking of tapes, and you'll be amazed at what you actually hear with your own ears. Certainly the videos, Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2, and I think it's in Megiddo 1 that you'll actually see this woman who is a medium, and then, of course, what happens and how she is transformed as she begins to go into her trance. Don't hold me to that. It's either Megiddo 1 or Megiddo 2. And you ought to get both of them and watch them because they're both different. But they give you an overview of the spiritual battle we talk about so often. And then, of course, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the award-winning video, almost 3 hours long. And I will tell you, we have never had anybody see that who wasn't really totally taken with the message there. Because you have to understand that when America was founded, there were two forces at work. One was the Christian, and the other was the occult. And for many years, the occult influence was, of course, suppressed. Only in recent years has it come to the fore, and today it is controlling this nation and about to plunge America into World War III. Now, whether it'll be now, or it'll be 6 months from now, or a year from now, I don't know. But, of course, this is the next step, is to plunge us into a massive war in the Middle East, because, of course, that's why we are not trying to win the war. We have to keep our troops there in preparation for World War III. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.